We Speak News Now, where we tackle the issues that are relevant to our communities. We Speak News Now with your host, Salita. Our calling number is 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749.
Good evening, you guys. It is 11:05 on the central side of the United States, and that's here in Louisiana. You guys, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. It was beautiful weather here. I don't know what your weather was where you're at. I know in California and Montana and areas up there, they are fighting fires right now. I did not know that was going on because that has not been talked about, because we're so fascinated by Mr. Orange, and I just don't understand why everybody is so mesmerized by this buffoon of a president you guys have. I'm just calling it like I see it. He is a buffoon, and he's an embarrassment to the United States, and I promised that he would not be a conversation piece for me. Now, as you know, tonight on We Speak News Now, I have a question, and I'm saying, can we be frank, okay? Not frank the man's name, but can we be frank in our conversation tonight? Can we kick our feet up and delve into some issues that are going on tonight? I mean, going on, period, in America, period. We're going to try to touch on as many things as possible. If you want to call in, it's 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. And I'm going to try to stay focused 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down the line. I'm going to try to do that. I'm not going to say it's going to stay like that, but I'm going to try to do that. Again, you can call in at 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. First of all, I want to tell you guys, you know, I have not done a show in a while. It has been a long time. That's because I've been on my, yes, Blog Talk. I actually have another radio station that I literally run. This is a radio show. I literally have a radio station. And I have been on there doing a lot of our shows. Well, right now, because I'm in the process of getting school, going to school, getting some more education, I've kind of slowed up a little bit on my other radio station, and it's basically kind of running itself. You guys, I think I've mentioned Universal Collective Network. So now, right now, because I'm at a standstill right now with that, I kept Blog Talk in the back. I was going to get rid of Blog Talk because I kept running into problems with it, but I decided to stay here. It is a great backup for me. I've been with Blog Talk for about 9 years now, almost. Yeah, about 9 years, since 08, I think, September 08. I think I made 9 years this year. So there's a reason why I'm still here. I had some issues with, I don't know what happened with my password, with my username, and I kept getting blocked. I kept getting, you know, kept sending me back to, I need to have a payment plan to one of their subscription plans, when there's no way I was going to. I mean, I know what's taken out of my account every month for my radio show here, so there's no way they were going to get any extra money out of me. So I'm here. I'm back on Blog Talk. I'm doing a show on Blog Talk as of right now. I'm in the middle of reading something. When somebody flashed this up at me, I was like, I can't stop reading. It's like one thing after another that just keeps flowing in my face. So I'm sorry if I just look like I'm not paying attention or I'm talking too much. Out of like I'm in a whole nother world, is because I'm actually reading while I'm talking to you guys. Can you believe that? Can you do those two things? Yes, you can. All right. So can we be frank? So you guys, as you know, the big thing now is racism. I am so tired, people. I'm being frank. I am so tired of people purposely being ignorant. Not that they're ignorant because they really don't know, but they're purposely being ignorant. If you know your history, if you know American history, you know about civil rights, you know about the mindset of people back then, you know it hasn't changed, okay? It has not changed. And we know it hasn't changed just by the things that are being done now. Someone made a comparison. Somebody put a video together of all the stuff that happened back then, back in the 60s and the 50s and stuff, and they compared it to what's going on now. There's no difference. So the problem I think America is having, I think the reason why the universe is keeping America blind is because they won't admit it. They won't fess up. They won't admit it, that the destruction of people and cultures and communities and families, they won't admit it. And I think the universe and nature is fighting back against America because America doesn't want to admit the atrocities they have caused, not only other Americans, but all around the world. We have picked fights with people that never even had a fight with us. We have been the most bullying nation. We talk about Russia, China, North Korea. We talk about all of them, but we don't, Iraq, Iran. We talk about them, Israel, but we don't look at what we've done. Who are we? Who are we to think that, oh, we're this, in that type of attitude? That's an arrogant, narcissistic attitude that they feel that they haven't done anything wrong and they've tried to make everybody's life wonderful. No, America, wake up. You have not. You have made people's lives miserable over and over and over. You have been the nightmare of so many innocent people. You have been their boogeyman for centuries, for a long time. Well, as long as you guys have been, you've been in existence less than 600 years. So as long as you guys have been in existence, you have been a thorn in other countries' sides. And you don't see what you're doing is wrong. That's a mental sickness. That's an evil sickness that you guys have. You want to go around and start fights with people, with innocent, poor countries, just so you can conquer them. I mean, what sense does that make? And then we brag about innocent people we kill. I'm a veteran. I know what we did in Panama. I know what we did in Saudi Arabia. We're in places that we shouldn't even be. Look what's happening now to Puerto Rico. Look what's happening to the Virgin Islands. Look what we did for Texas and Florida. Look at how we treat people that don't talk like us or look like us. That's America for you. We don't have a conscience. If we had a conscience, we wouldn't be so evil. We're an evil country and we need to admit that we're evil. Let's be frank. Let us admit that we're evil people and that we do things to destroy other people's lives and we sit back and think it's funny and we think we're bad. Really? Wow. If you want to chime in my conversation, 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749. We are here on We Speak News Now, and tonight's show is called Can We Be Frank? And I mean, get it all out if you want to. It's fine with me. I love it. And I will be doing this again. Might just make this a series. because I think we need this. When we look at our position in the world right now, we are a laughing stock of the world. No matter how proud you want to feel about being here and making your remarks, if you don't like being here, you can leave. All that bull crap, that ignorant talk that you guys seem to do as Americans, that's that arrogance coming out of you. And that pridefulness and that there's no way America can ever be healed till they realize that they're the ones who created the scars. There's no way America can be healed until they realize that they're the ones who created the wounds. And once America realized that they're the ones who was the abuser of their own people, the healing can begin. And it's just like when I said earlier, when I was discussing something on Facebook, and I said that you can't holler a solution until you actually admit that there's a problem. And a lot of us don't want to admit that there is a problem. You guys need to impeach number 45. He needs to go. You need to get rid of that whole administration. Not just him, his whole administration needs to walk out the door with him. Because as long as they're in there, somebody is going to make a decision that's going to be exactly what 45 wanted. So in order to fix that, you need to clean house. You need to clean house. Nobody should be left. There shouldn't be no one left. Everybody should go. Not just him. He needs to take everybody with him. And if he takes everybody with him, we'll be better off. Let me say it that way. We shall be better off if he takes everybody with him. Now, moving forward and out of that, to me, that part has to be done. I think it has to be done without a doubt. Now, let's talk about racism. Let's talk about social issues, our job market. How has our job market been better since we've had this president in office? If I'm not mistaken, I think they said that we lost 33,000 jobs. I'm not for sure, but I think that's what I heard. Maybe I need to go back and check that out. Maybe I'll do that in a few minutes. Check out what the job rate is now. What is our numbers looking at? Our government, which I just talked about, today in Louisiana, didn't know it. Me and my husband, we always try to vote. And today we realized that there was a election going on. And I was listening to one young man on Facebook that went out today. And he said less than 30% of people came out and voted. Because everybody didn't know. I know I didn't until I saw a video on Facebook telling us that we need to go vote. It was too late. I didn't know who was running for treasurer. We were looking for a Louisiana state treasurer was the campaign or the election was for tonight that I know. And then some city judges. Didn't know. I had no idea because we're not informed. And we have to understand that that the national elections are not the important part. What's important is your local elections that are very, very, very important because we deal with them on a one-on-one. We deal with them right now. What goes on in Washington is far away from us. Who makes decisions that's going to affect us directly is our local elections. So you guys pay attention, go and vote, vote your conscience, vote for a person who's going to make your life better. Don't go for the fluff during campaign. Watch them when they're not campaigning. Watch them up to the time that they are going to start campaigning. If you don't see a fight in them, you need to leave them alone. It's about fighting. It's not about no more of let's be passive. It's about fighting now. And I think as African Americans, we are in a good place now, whether we're going through the hard times, because it seems like when we're going through a hard time, that's when we progress the most. So I say to you guys, continue to stay in the trenches and fight and make a difference in your communities, in your neighborhood, and even in your government, your local government. You have to do that. That is a necessity, is to make sure that you're making a difference in those areas. Come out, talk to people, educate them, do the whole nine yards. It's a necessity for us to move forward in doing what we're doing. We have to make sure it's being done. You guys, we're going to take a little break. It is 21 minutes after the hour, and we're going to take a break, and we shall return. All right.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
I'm not afraid to
right, you guys. All right, you guys, we are back here on We Speak News Now as we ask the question, can we be frank? Here on the show, we're talking about social issues, racism, jobs, government, 45, political, communities, and financial. I want to add crime because I want to talk local stuff in a few. All right. So now that we see that America has a lot to work with, I'm like this. This is how I feel about racism in America. I don't think it'll ever go away. I don't think we should break our neck trying to get people to understand our plight. I really think we waste too much time. I really, in my heart, believe we spend too much time worrying about whether or not people understand what we're going through. I just think that's so irrelevant and so misguided for what we're supposed to do. If they want to realize it, they will. If they don't, we don't need to be sitting around wasting our breath trying to make them. Because I believe from my heart that a lot of them already know. They know about white privilege. They know about racism. They understand what it does. They know that it's a power move. They know that they have the advantage. And or they think they know they have the advantage. And they're going to continue to be in denial. Oh, it's we're all together. Kumbaya crap. They're going to keep doing that. And that's fine with me. I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not in a desired mood to participate in that. It's not about me hating anybody. It's me being more focused on my people. I think it's very important that we do be more focused on what is going on with our people. I don't want to really get deep into the flag thing, but I do want you guys to understand that Colin Kaepernick is not the only one who's done what he's done. I was watching a show earlier, a clip where I think it was back in the 90s that someone else did it. In the 50s and 60s, it was after the Civil Rights, New Orleans was supposed to have a football team that was coming that way or something, and they had some racial incidents, so they moved them to Houston, Texas, to play football. At the time, it was the AFL League, American Football League, before it became the NFL. And they moved some people around, and, you know, some people made some decisions that affected them for the rest of their lives. They couldn't play anymore because they decided to protest and wouldn't play at the time. You got to look at situations like that when you're talking about making a move to protest. Earlier today, I did a webinar on another channel about media, media activists, and those are the things you talk about. You're sacrificing, and all the things that you have to do to make sure that your message is getting out there. And you do that through visual, and which is media is a. You can do it through writing a blog. I'm sitting here reading a blog from back in the day. Golly, 2010, it's about 7-8 years ago, it'd be 8 years ago. A blog that someone sent me that I discovered that had a lot of stuff in it I didn't know was going on. But like I said before, I'm sorry not to ramble and get off subject, but it's very important that you know what the fight is for, and that you stay steady in the fight. You're going to get weary, you're going to get discouraged, but I think it's so good to stay in the fight because there's going to be the people that's going to come around and make it sound different and make you seem like you're the one with the problem and exclude the person who actually is the problem. Again, that's the narcissism America deals with. Not only as individuals, but as a whole. So, wow. Amazing. 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749 if you want to join in on our conversation here on We Speak News Now on the series called Can We Be Frank? I'm just amazed, okay? Let's look at our, and I said I'm going to come back with the job market numbers. 45. And I said, I don't want to spend too much time talking about him because that was a vow I made to myself and my friends that I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about him. I don't even want to mention him. I don't watch news. You wonder why. You say, well, how can you tell what's going on in the world if you don't watch news? Because there's other news, the alternative news. That's what I watch. I don't always watch what comes on mainstream media because mainstream media is operated and owned by Associated Press. And I keep trying to tell people no news story gets out unless they are approved through Associated Press. And that's why you don't hear a lot of the stories of stuff that's going on is because it's not a major story and it doesn't really need to be told. All right. So you have to keep that in mind. Because of that. You guys, we're going to take another little small break and then we shall return, okay? This is Salita here on We Speak News Now and our series, Can We Be Frank?
Every night and every day, that's what I'm saying. love again. Yeah, I want to love it like all the time. I want to love it like all the time. Thinking and I'm wondering about when you gon' come again, so I can show you how to love again. Oh yeah, I want to love it like all the time. I want to love it like all the time.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we are back here on We Speak News Now on a series called Can We Be Frank? I cannot wait to continue this up because I think this is going to be a great, great series as long as we can be frank and say what's on our mind. Okay. While I'm not getting calls on my, what's the name, just yet. It's 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. And what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to make this an hour show tonight because it's getting late and it's a Saturday night and I have better things to do. No, I'm just kidding, you guys. I am just kidding. Do not take me serious. All right. I love doing this. It's just like I'm trying to get back into it because it's like it's been so long since I've done this. So it's kind of fun. And I got a little break from school. So with me having a little break, not a big break. Matter of fact, next week is the last week of this session. Next session starts on the 23rd, I think. So we cut this off and then we start again Monday. So I just have this last week to go into. I'm in my seventh week of this one right now. So I'm kind of relaxing a little bit. I can't wait to get our next break, which won't be until December 14th. Can you believe that? So it's kind of exciting to hopefully my next class won't be as so stressful and hard as this one. This was a hard class, okay? And I can admit when something has almost defeated me, and this is it. And it's so weird what type of class it is, things I love to do, and that's research. This has been such a struggle for me. And I don't know why. I think I have, because sometimes you have so much stuff going on that you can't stay focused, and I think that might be the reason why. It's because I have so much stuff going on, and I can't stay focused. All right, so we're talking about 45. 45 is, buffoon. That's what I call him, a buffoon. And when he goes, he needs to take his whole crew with him, all the way down to anybody who works cleaning the toilets, the maids, everybody. If they don't belong to the White House, they need to go. They need to go. Let's see what I wanted to say. I'm sorry. Give me a second here. Let me answer this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. I can't talk and do this because I might write exactly what I'm talking. I don't want to say the wrong thing. They need to all go. They need to all go. They need to just, everybody needs to walk out the door with him, bag and bag. I don't care what type of aircraft they get on. It doesn't matter, just long as they're leaving the White House. Let us pay for them to get the hell out the White House, okay? I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan or nothing like that. You just need to be somebody else in there that won't make us look like, well, don't make us look like nothing. It's just revealing who we really are. We're a bunch of ignorant backward people because that's what we keep coming up as to everybody else. Because of our mindset, when you look at your politics, okay, we talk about politics. Politics is just like, to me, it's all over the place right now. When I think local, I look at all the stuff that's coming up. 2018 has an election time coming up. And one of the cities that I advocate for the people in the city, they have a mayor's race coming up, and they also have a couple of city council members that need to go coming up in 2018. So a lot of people are doing a lot of desperate things to make sure that they stay in office. And it's funny because they have people like me and others who are actually working to make sure that they go. They need to go. A city can't grow if its administration and its mayor is not trying to sow a seed. And lots of times that's what happens to some of these predominantly black cities that are ran by white mayors. And it happens with predominantly black cities who are run by black mayors too, if you have the wrong black person in place. I'm just going to say, because we have our issues too that we need to work out. I'm not going to stand by you if you're not for the right thing for our people. I'm sorry. I don't care how much we are the same color, because we know we'll backstab each other in a heartbeat. Now, I'm just saying like it is. 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. We'll do each other wrong in a heartbeat, because guess what? We're taught to be that way toward each other. Okay, it's a learned behavior to be a coon. It's a learned behavior. You don't just automatically wake up one morning and say, I'm going to be coonish and I'm going to backstab all my black people in the back. You learn that. And who do you learn it from? You figure that out. I can't figure it out for you. Figure it out. Okay, so what I'm saying is we need to not keep putting those same people in those positions that are powerful and that can make a difference. I'm sorry. You guys, I'm doing two things at the same time. It's one thing about when you're talking to people, sometimes they just don't understand what you're saying. Oh, shoot. Sorry, you guys. I'm saying I apologize because I'm getting sidetracked here. Now, as I was saying, you know, it's in some places, so many races. Like I said, there was a race today, was for the treasurer for Louisiana. Did not know, had no idea till I saw a video. Somebody put a video up and saying people go out and vote. It was too late. There was an African-American Democrat that was running. I'm not a Democrat, okay? I am not a Democrat. I will not ever again. Matter of fact, I don't know if I changed my affiliation or not. I will never, ever again be a Democrat. I just have no desire to be neither one of those. well, anyway, it was an African-American who ran as a treasurer, and I didn't know it till someone said it on Facebook. It was too late, okay? I don't think we get enough of voters' education to know who we need to vote for, who to go out and vote for. We don't have that. But I think there's people out there who's trying to change that narrative. And we shouldn't just wait around election time to do it. I think it should be done all the time. That's just my opinion. Okay. I think it should be something that's being educated year round, because I think once you become repetitious with certain things, it sticks. And this once a year type education, it's not going to work. Not saying people are not going to get out and vote. I'm just saying it's not going to work all the way. Now, let's talk about our communities. Now is the time for us to take advantage. While everybody's distracted, and I'll say this as big as day from my heart. As long as everybody is distracted by this buffoon that you have in the White House, because I didn't vote for him, this buffoon you got in the White House, as long as y'all stay distracted, I think it's very important that we as Black folks keep doing what we're doing. If we're doing the good for the people, let's continue doing it. Let's don't try to make anybody understand our plight. I don't give a shit, and I'll say it, it's my show, I can say I don't give a shit how anybody feels about what we're going through. I'm not in the mood to explain crap to make anybody understand. If they want to stay ignorant, let them stay ignorant. We have better things to do, and that's to move forward and to do what we have to do for our community and for our families, make a better life for our families because they deserve it just as much as any other family does. So when it comes to communities, let us continue to work and continue to make sure that the best thing that needs to be done for our people is being done. That's what our job is as a community, as people who are outreaching to others. We need to stop trying to justify and explain why they need to understand what we're going through. Hell to the no. They don't need to understand nothing. If they decide that's not what they want to do, good for them. Let them move on and do what they have to do. We don't have time to be trying to sit around explaining to them how we feel about how they're treating us. It's ridiculous. They know, or else they wouldn't do it. And if they claim, quote unquote, they're children of God, Christian, because, you know, they throw that up, then they don't serve the same type of God we do, because our God is a humble God, and a loving God. The God that they serve is evil, because he has to be for them to continue to act like they're blind and don't know what they're doing and how they're treating people. They're evil. I'm just going to say it like it is. That's how I feel about it. Let's see. So we just need to move forward. So I think what we should concentrate on is to make sure that we continue to stay focused on our communities, stay focused on our mission, our mode of moving forward and having things in place so that we can continue. We need to, when 45 got in office, I noticed how everybody was going crazy. Oh my God, life is going to die. Life is going to end. Things are going to never. And I'm sorry, I didn't feel that. Okay. I just think it was time for us to let people who wants to concentrate and watch all that crap about him. And, you know, he's just an entertainer. That's what he is. He's a reality show entertainer. And we break our neck to watch the stupid crap he does. And to me, he's not worth it. He's not worth my energy. My energy can be used on something else. He's not worth my energy to move forward and to talk about him. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I have a desire to do. To move forward and not even worry about what he does. I'm going to look up the jobs thing because I think that's important, you guys. Let me look up what our stats are for the jobs. While I do that, I'm going to let's get you some more information, and then we're going to I'll play a song and then we'll come back, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to look this up. I should have did it before. You see how I can get quickly distracted? 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Out and play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
Biscuits is mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. The fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, and the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyric, the is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been a cop, hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm the king of new flavor in your ear. Pack a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my mind, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust a head, spick and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smashed teeth, off your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in your head.
Cut off the brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your head.
It's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice shout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my knapsack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flapper to bits. BLS 97 kids bouncing it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Licking blow my name, yo.
Burning flame, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blotitious, skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, Hollis to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Him can buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your temps chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dope cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocute barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes, I'm about to bring the noise, don't sleep. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it's Bust the vibes, the way we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass off that. Wait 1 sec, and I get down on rolling with the heavyweight connect through the stomping ground. Now, don't you get suspicious? Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the rap. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, building up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these power ass trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear, and blow up every.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Back a brand new flavor in your ear.
new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Bag a brand new flavor in your ear.
You guys, we are back here on We Speak News Now with the show called Can We Be Frank, which I'm going to turn into a series because I think it's going to be awesome. 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749 to join in on the discussion. Now, you guys, I told you the first time I was going to get the job numbers. So I actually went and got the jobs number. According to the BLS Mobile Service, which is Department of Bureau of Labor Statistics, it says that the unemployment rate as of September 2017, was 4.2%. Payroll employment was down by 33,000 jobs were lost in September, as of September 22nd. The average hourly wages was 0.12. Employment cost of the index was positive 0.5% in the second quarter. Productivity was 1.5% in the second quarter. And I think that's it. Yeah. So we lost 33,000 jobs. The average unemployment rate is 4.2% for September's numbers. Okay. So as you can see, 33,000 jobs, but it's not finished. There's no way it's finished. It's probably got some more going on, but I'm not trying to make it more, but that's what's going on right at this moment. Okay, so I got you that, right? So let me do something else. Let me go by, let me see if I do it by state. Let's see what my numbers look like. Let's see what it'll tell me. Unemployment. Okay, very interesting, huh? Let's see what our numbers look like. For 2017, is it going to tell me? Hold up, y'all. Give me a second here. Okay. It says nationally employment advanced 1.6% from March 2016, Louisiana, employment was the highest in East Baton Rouge, which is 268,000 in March. New Orleans is 101, seven largest parishes. Jefferson, 190. I'm sorry, you got together. Seven large parishes accounted for 56.7% of the state's total employment. Wow. Nationwide, the 346 largest counties made up for 72% of the total U.S. employment. So that's not bad. I guess that's not bad. Okay. Large parish wage changed averagely. Okay. That information I don't want to give you guys. Very good information. Okay. So I guess the next time we will be talking about some of the same issues. When we come back, we'll talk about finance, we'll talk about community, we'll talk about government, 45 maybe, job, racism, social issues, all of this goes together. So we will be bringing that back again. Wow, you guys, it is already 1 minute after 12. What I want to do is I am going to just do an hour show right now and come back for the next time. But actually, I got a couple more minutes because I did start late. So I'll give myself the whole hour, right? Okay. So again, like I said, I want to try to start this Can We Be Frank series. And I think this will be awesome to do this again. What you think, you guys? 347-677-1749. It won't be at this time, I promise you, on a Saturday night. It will be probably during the week, and it will probably be around my normal time, which is between 8 and 8:30. I think it's kind of late to do a show, but I needed to do this. It was very well needed. Again, I want to say, y'all can call in. We got a few minutes, 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749. As you know, you guys, if you've been keeping up with me, if you thought I was interesting enough to keep up with, we also have a show come on here. Also, that is under the umbrella of We Speak News Now, which is the Shades of Us radio show with me and K-Mac. We hadn't done a show in a while. We did a show last Tuesday before last, because of our schedule. She is definitely an activist. She's definitely into what she does, working with the community. She is a Black Panther queen, so she stays very busy a lot. But I love doing a show with her because she brings so much to the table. And we were coming on Wednesdays. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays at one time. Everything got discombobulated. She got busy. I got busy. And we kind of just do shows when we can. But I will be probably bringing her back on here, too, until I move stuff forward with my other projects. Now, we also had the Black Minded Think Tank show that used to be up under We Speak News Now. It is also gone. It ran its course, in other words. We had some issues, and the way I resolved it was not to just make sure that, you know, we're doing the right thing when we do these kind of shows. My job is to inform information. I don't back down off of anyone. I just think certain things we shouldn't, you know, egg on. If it doesn't need to be egged on, don't egg it on. And if you don't want any extra attention, certain things you just don't do or say. So I'm just saying that. I don't believe in threatening people's lives and on all that stuff. I'm not into all that. I think we can get what needs to be done without all that threatening people and stuff. So, wow, did I just yawn while I was on air? Yes, I did. So you can tell that it is past my bedtime. Anyway, excuse me. I just want to say thank you guys for listening in to We Speak News Now with me, your host, Salita, here on our format, where our platform, that is. Can We Be Frank Now? It's going to be a new series. I think I would love to do this. This is going to be so awesome. Even though I wanted to stay for the whole 2 hours, you guys, I really can't. I've got to go. This was a wonderful time. Thank you very much for listening in. I know you did, even though it's been a while since I have been on here. But I don't want to leave you guys without telling you something I said earlier, and I think I'm going to put it on my Facebook page because it's very interesting. We have to stop being in denial or covering the wound when we're the ones who created the wound. Can't do it that way. And we won't be able to heal. And I believe that. I believe that from my heart, that America will never be able to heal until they realize they created the wound. Yes. Yes, I like that. All right, you guys. I want to thank you for listening in to We Speak News Now with Salita. You guys, check us back. I'm coming back. I just got to remember when and where. So take care, you guys, and I shall see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening in to We Speak News Now with your host, Salita.